Nearly everyone praises Ernie Pasileg for getting the lottery up and running in record time, but the bow-tie-wearing South Carolina native was a lightning rod for controversy nearly from the start. First, it was his salary of $324,000 a year and the $225,000 he paid two former colleagues he imported from the South Carolina lottery. Then a legislative audit found numerous problems, and then it was revealed that the lottery owes the IRS $100,000 in penalties and interest for late payment of taxes. Pasileg gave no reason for his resignation, effective October 7th. Lottery spokeswoman Julie Baldridge was named interim director. Her goal?
Just keep the train on the tracks and work with my teammates, coworkers. My bet is that I'll be doing pretty much the same thing I'm doing now.
Lottery Commission Chair Diane Lamberth says Pasileg was not asked to resign. He had no contract and will get no buyout. We asked Lamberth whether Pasileg's departure will give the lottery a chance at a fresh start.
You know, I think we'll always be controversial. I don't think we'll ever have a clean start. I think we'll always be controversial because we deal with a lot of money, and they'll always be scrutinized, and we do like the scrutiny.
Governor Mike Beebe, who had called some lottery missteps inexcusable, says Pasileg's resignation is, quote, probably a good deal for everybody. For FM 89 News, I'm Ron Breeding.